Welcome to Talking Junk.
I'm your host, Jason Melendez.
Live now every week on Fridays.
Talking Junk.
A multitude of professionals in different aspects, different walks of life.
You have to come on and talk junk like a normal person.
Welcome to Talking Junk, the podcast that comes to you live every Friday night from Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. How's everybody doing tonight? Tonight, I am alone at the moment, but Talon should be joining us in a little bit. He's running just a bit late. But let's bring out our guest. We've had him on before. He is the author of Quiet Mind, Epic Life, Mr. Matthew Ferry.
What is up?
How you doing?
I am chilling on a Friday night. Glad to be with you and hope we can inspire and empower people to take on quieting their mind and living an epic life.
Well, I'll tell you, you inspired me a whole lot after our episode before, which is why you hear yourself on multiple Talking Junk and the Break Room intros. So thank you for those sound bites.
You are welcome, my friend. People say that I have an announcer type voice, so I'm glad that I got to contribute it to you.
You definitely do. You definitely do. And I'm glad that you let us grace our presence with your voice on our intro every week. But last time you were on, we spoke about the book you had out, Quiet Mind, Epic Life. Since then, you've been busy.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about your 30-day challenge?
Aha, yes, the 30-day opinion diet. Well, it is something that just caught on with my clients. So one of the things that our listener and our viewer should know is that I've been coaching and training people since 1993. So I'm a little bit of an old fart and I've got some gray hair. But back in 93, I was mostly working with people on being hyper-productive. And it was very specific niche in the real estate industry. And then in the 2000s, I started to broaden out and I started working on Wall Street and working with investors and things like that. And what I found was that the more your mind is at peace, the more creativity, the more chutzpah, the more personal power, the more resourcefulness you had. But the mind is really, really tough to get to be at peace when you're in your day-to-day actions.
Definitely.
Pretty easy when you're meditating, right? You can meditate and kind of get to peace. Or maybe do some yoga, or maybe you go on a walk or a bike ride or walk in nature. You can get your mind to quiet down. I think that's you know, fairly known. But how do you get your mind to quiet down when you're in a business meeting, when you're at Thanksgiving dinner, when your spouse is throwing a temper tantrum, when your kids are freaking out? How do you get your mind to quiet down then? And that's the set of tactics that I started working on in the 2000s, just trying to figure out how do I translate this peace and this flow that I was experiencing into day-to-day life. And the 30-day opinion diet was just one of those things. It was just something that I would suggest to people who were getting caught up in all the BS of life and getting caught up in the, you know, in the politics and the world and the, you know, and it's hotter.
Yeah, everything's on fire. Strung in the web of just chaos that is the world.
Yeah. And listen, the world is not any more chaotic than it was before. It's just that we have more access to information.
Yeah, it's just more mainstream.
And we have more inputs. So I suggest to people to take on releasing their opinion. And it turns out that your opinion is the source of your suffering. So if you can release your opinion and go into a neutral state, then your suffering and your agitation reduces, and suddenly you can see things in a more clear and empowering way. It's very, very cool.
How do you teach people to state their opinion without being an asshole, though?
Well, first of all, it's you can actually do it. And you do that by acknowledging, this is my opinion. It has no intrinsic value. It's made up just like yours is. And it's how I see it, right? So when you're, you know, in my family, everybody has opinions about stuff.
Yeah. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody has them.
Everybody's got them, but if you will preface it by saying, listen, this is just my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's my perspective. It's my point of view. If you'll preface it in that way, then it softens it. If you listen to people's language, their language has a definitiveness to it, and we get caught up in what I call the drunk monkey in our head. And that drunk monkey in your head wants to be right, wants to prove that you're right, wants everybody to value you, because the drunk monkey in your head is the mouthpiece for your survival mind. So it's going to speak in this definitive way. And what happens is it becomes divisive. Let me tell you the steps. So there's four Perfect. Steps in taking on a 30-day opinion diet. And then if our viewer or our listener wants, they can just Google Matthew Ferry opinion diet, and my latest TED talk will come up. And then I also have a pretty extensive blog post on how to do it. And on the blog post, they can download the workbook and do a 30-day little workbook with me. Just all my gift. But I think now, the first thing you want to do is
give us the steps real quick, yeah. Matthew, why don't you tell us, because I know there's a couple of people out there that probably haven't went to the archives, and shame on you, get to those archives and listen to the first episode. But why don't you tell us what the drunken monkey is first?
No problem. The drunk monkey. So I call it the drunk monkey, and that's because when I was 21 years old, I had a very limited grasp of the English language. And my one of my teachers said that I had a monkey mind. And I thought that was really interesting. But, you know, when I was 21, I was partying like a rock star, arrogant, going nuts on a regular basis. And I was like, yo, dude, I don't have a monkey mind. I have a drunk, wasted monkey in there. My mind is like belligerent and insane, constantly commenting.
Too many banana martinis.
Yeah, way too many banana martinis. And the idea stuck. You know, like I said, I started training and coaching people in 1993. I mean, I was like 25 years old or something. So, you know, my nickname for that negative thinking in your head is the drunk monkey. And it has an opinion on everything, including things you know nothing about. And opinions are the source of your suffering, and they are also a source of divisiveness and conflict and strife. So it's just a good idea to refrain from giving your opinions on things you don't know anything about, which is almost effing everything. By the way,
don't worry. This is not all at all a PG show. So,
so
quiet mind. You don't have to let your mouth be quiet though.
Yeah. Listen, when your mind goes quiet, you realize that all the rules are bullshit.
Very much so.
And it gives you creative license to play with language as much as you want. Step one, stop commenting on government officials and the things that they're doing. If you do that, your life gets better. Because one, you cast your vote. If you didn't cast your vote, then F you have no opinion, period, right? Exactly. So you cast your vote. That was the way in which you participated. Then if you want to, you can get involved and you can try to influence the system. But commenting on Facebook and like all of that, like all you're doing is creating conflict for yourself and you're ramping up your own personal agitation.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're not going to answer you back in the first place. So all you're doing is ranting to nobody. And, well, not even nobody. You're going to rant to a person that thinks just like you, and they're going to rant right back at you. Then you're going to get the people that opposed your situation. It turns into a whole big mess.
Well, most, you know, we have to remember that the social media platforms are algorithmically designed to create engagement. So if you want to get in an argument, then it's going to make sure that the people who will argue with you see your post. Number two is to stop giving your opinions on the global issues that are happening. Again, does your opinion matter? No.
Not at all.
Does it count? No. Can you make it matter? Yeah, you can. Can you make it count? Of course you can. But just sitting there ranting at the dinner table and talking smack about stuff that you're not involved with, that you aren't going to get involved with, that you're not going to do anything about, is only creating a negative experience for you. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
And probably the people around you.
You're one in 7.753 billion. Get away from thinking that your opinion's going to matter. That's just having high ego, isn't it?
But it could, right? It could matter if you decided that you wanted to make it heard and you wanted to do something about it. But that's not what the drunk monkey does. The drunk monkey just loops these thoughts like, that's bullshit, and I don't like that, and that person did this, and that's stupid, and I don't know, right? And so all that is doing is messing with your own well-being. And so if you're going to have an epic life where you're loving your life, you're enjoying the things that you are involved in, and you're going to bring out the best version of you, then refraining from those things that bring about the crappy version of you is just practical. Step three is to stop pretending like you're the authority on how everyone is supposed to be. So it's this little news flash. You're not the ruler of the universe. No one cares what you actually think. Everybody has opinions on all these things that nobody knows really much about. You're not really an area expert in these things that you're giving your opinion on. And if you are an area expert, then people do want to know your opinion.
Yeah.
So stop pretending like you know. That's the drunk monkey. The drunk monkey in your head is like, I know about everything. Why? Because I want to be important. I want to matter. I want people to listen to me. Why? Because my programming is about keeping me alive. And the way that I have stayed alive, my ancestors stayed alive because I was able to make myself and my ancestors made themselves relevant to the other members of the community. That's not happening. Your opinion is not actually accomplishing that goal.
Man, I wish my co-host was on here right now. You don't understand. You guys are like the same person, just different. It's eerie because he goes through these rants every week. And when you came on the show before, I was just starting off. And we only had the talking junk. And this evolved into another one called the Break Room, where we have about six people on at a time. And it gets wild in there. And we have a saying, it's called typical Talon. When he goes on these rants, that's all you hear.
Well, I get a little ranty periodically.
No, I love it. I love it.
And I do it for effect. Number four is to practice accepting those things you cannot change.
That's the hardest part.
Changing the things you can. There's stuff you can change. And there are things in your life that you have an opinion about that if you get into action on will actually make a positive difference in your life.
Most definitely.
But the game is to actually neutralize that drunk monkey in your head. And the way you do that is through practicing total and complete acceptance of every situation, every person, including yourself. Not that you put up with being abused or being treated poorly. That's not what I'm talking about. It's actually recognizing and understanding the situation, honoring where people are, honoring the decision-making that people are making, really seeing it from their perspective. And then when you do that, suddenly you're at peace, right? You're like, okay, I get it. And now you can enter into a dialogue with people, or you can take action that is positive for you. Quiet mind, epic life. This, the 30-day opinion diet, is really what we're running down here. And I would highly recommend for our viewer to go check out my full TED talk on this.
Matthew Ferry TED talk. Let's pull it up and listen to a couple of seconds.
Yeah, let's listen to that first part.
So when did you do this TED Talk?
I think it released maybe 2 months ago or something like that. Yeah, if you type in Matthew Ferry opinion diet, it'll come up.
Got it. A detox for your mind and possibly your soul.
We will purge you. Purging your soul.
We shall take every bit of impurity out of you.
There it is. Whoa. If you refrain from giving your opinion, it could change your life. It changed mine. I'm a recovering, arrogant, opinionated know-it-all. And you might have someone in your life like that. Maybe Talent. You. But today, I want to share with you a simple way that I found happiness and peace in a world that's riddled with opinions and conflict. I call it the 30-day opinion diet, and it's a detox for your mind, not your body. Now, the dictionary defines opinion as a view or judgment about something, not necessarily based on fact or knowledge. And that's important because we accidentally relate to our opinions like they are true or factual, but they're not. Facts are factual. Opinions, those are just interpretations, point of view, preference. And our opinions are emotionally charged triggers that have the potential to create conflict and rob you of your peace of mind.
And yes, it can. And yes, it does.
Woo, does it ever. And listen, I think that that the person who is tuning into this and is interested by the things that we're talking about has a predisposition to experiencing peace and flow, like a desire, like you want to. Otherwise, you would have already been out of here, right? Like, screw this stuff. You've already been gone. And so if your predisposition is towards a more peaceful way of living, then I think it's really valuable to consider the idea that your opinions are the source of your suffering, not the circumstances.
And quite possibly somebody else's suffering.
And at least conflict with other people, for sure. But your children, they're definitely being impacted by your opinions. And they see things their own way. They probably don't have a place to tell you. Like you, right. You likely don't give them the space. That would be a natural thing for a parent to do, is to not give their children a space for their opinions. But they definitely have an opinion.
It's the United States of Mommy and Daddy.
They got an opinion. And so when you give your opinion on a regular basis, you may think that you're influencing them, but most of the time you're creating conflict, or in their mind, they're making you wrong and you're teaching them about divisiveness and conflict.
Okay. I can see that. So how would one start to try to pull themselves back?
I think that the four steps that we talked about is really the game, right? You're going to start by stop commenting on the government officials. Then number two, stop commenting on the world affairs. Then number three, just give up this pretense, this pretending like what you think is the right way and how everybody is supposed to believe what I believe. Just practice for 30 days. Don't do it. See what happens. And then take on a component. And this is a component from my book, Quiet Mind, Epic Life. And that is to practice accepting those things that you can't change and to change the things that you can. And
definitely,
and just those four things will change your life. I do it on a regular basis with my coaching clients, whether it's an individual or in a group situation. If somebody's experiencing negativity, it's like, yo, for the next 30 days, give up your opinion, see what happens. And inevitably, there's a transformation in their well-being, their joy, their peace, their fun, their, like, everything just gets better. The cloud lifts. It turns out that you brought in the clouds with your opinion.
Now, you've been off of social media for a while. You have them, but you have somebody else handling them, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
So you want to try to stay away from it as much as possible to keep your mind quiet.
Do you recommend that
for everybody?
Yeah, no, actually, I wouldn't. I have a predisposition to extreme sensitivity. So I'm very, very sensitive to who people are, what they're doing, how they're operating, et cetera, et cetera. And it's something that happens when your mind goes quiet. You actually feel more because you're not distracted by the negative thinking. So what I found is, for me, just reducing those inputs just gives me more freedom, more time, more energy, more, like, I'm not distracted by all of that.
Are you tempted to give your opinion is the problem?
No, not really. I'm trained in this area. And so,
well, I mean, beforehand, which is the reason why you're not on social media.
So I would say no. And you know, there was a time when I was really heavily, utilizing social media in the expansion of my brand. And what I found was it actually took a lot of time for me to respond to people in a way that didn't make them wrong. It didn't imply that I was right. It essentially expressed, I'm giving you my perspective on it. I don't know if my perspective is right. I would request that you would actually test what I'm talking about, give it a try, and let's see, let's be in a dialogue. There's a different way to communicate that honors that you're full of shit and you know you're full of shit.
Huh. They need to just build a bullshit meter already. People could wear it around their bands or an app for the Apple Watch. That would be perfect.
And I suspect that in the next 5 years or so, we will have an AI that will be fact-checking for us on a regular basis, and we will be able to very, very rapidly sniff out the BS. Can't wait, baby.
Me either.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah, well, people are gonna abuse it though, because they abuse it all the time on Facebook. You could be right 150% of the time at what you're saying, and they'll still fact check you and tell you some bullshit.
Yeah. Well, and most of the time, most of the things that we talk about as human beings are dogmatic. So they're not necessarily true or false. They're just one particular perspective. And what I have found is that when you're dealing in the realm of dogma, you just admit that this is my perspective. And you'll find that reduces the hostility that naturally comes when you're making declarative statements about things that can't be proven, right? They're just perspectives. God, right. Love, people, you know, behaviors, values, all, you know, how the government should run. These are all, they're just made up bullshit. Like everybody has their own version.
None Everybody of these are does.
Or false or right or wrong, good or bad. All of that is conjecture. But for human beings live in a world where they want to survive. Of course, they're trying to survive these days in a world where they're not really dying very fast. We're extending our life pretty massively, and the conditions of our life are such that you're not in threat other than what you eat and what you think. Those two things will kill most people.
But you're very much under the influence of everything. So most of the time you have to actually question if your opinion is actually your own.
And I would say that 99% of the time, the answer would be no.
It's like the telephone game. You get bits and pieces, it changes, and ultimately whatever you remember in that moment is your spitting out vomit opinion.
That's exactly right. And if you want to feel peace, then what there is to do is to practice transcending survival perspectives. And survival perspectives are perspectives that imply all is not well, something needs to change. And if it doesn't change, then bad things will happen, or it's bad now and it has to change. And all of that is really just conjecture. You right. just made it up. Hey, we got your co-host has come on.
Typical Talon.
What's up?
Yeah, typically Talon. I'm not on the show, so yeah, I'm a little late sometimes. How's it going, Matthew?
It's going really, really well. We're talking.
I was just telling Matthew how much you guys remind me of each other.
Oh, really?
Apparently, okay. Apparently, we are long lost twins.
How you doing? Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. Always good to have a nice twin out there that's not a doppelganger, right?
Yep.
Now go ahead, Matthew.
I just realized I have green screen on.
You do have green screen on. Well, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Matthew. What was you was about to tell him what we were just talking about.
Well, what I was saying is that transcending survival consciousness is the most valuable thing you can do today to restore your well-being and to be at peace. And survival consciousness is just evolutionary winning iterations of survival. Greed, grudge, hatred, victim, following illogical rules, pride, lazy, resistance, being a traitor.
That's a big one. Listen to Matthew. Don't be a traitor.
Those things are built into us. Every one of us has them. Why? Because they work. They work really, really well when you're in a group of people and the situation is not necessarily certain.
Most of them are almost a survival instinct.
They are survival instincts in general. And what I'm talking about is there's the instinct and then there's the consciousness. So you have the instinct and then there's the expression, right? If we look at illogical rules say things like, got to put my family first. Put the children's needs above my own. Make sure that it's like happy wife, happy life. Like if you want to be a miserable man.
Happy spouse, happy house.
If you want to be a miserable man, then optimize for your wife's happiness and don't optimize for your own. That is a fundamentally
Matthew,
flawed please, way of operating.
Please say it louder for the people in the back.
If you want to be a miserable man, optimize for your spouse's happiness and not your own. It turns out that that is a very effective survival strategy, except you're not in a survival situation, so it doesn't apply. The children are not at threat. So you don't have to make sure that the wife is going to be okay. You actually want to hold the wife accountable to get your shit together, lady. Be an effective human being. I'm working on being an effective human being. You work on an effective human being. Same thing with your kids. So those are illogical rules. I say those because they're polarizing. I say them because when I do, it like blah, like jars people, right? But being a traitor is probably even more debilitating because we hide who we are. We're afraid of being a fraud.
Being a traitor to yourself.
Being a traitor to yourself, being a traitor to the people around you, not saying what you really think, hiding what you're really thinking so you're avoiding consequence. If you want to be at peace, then identifying these aspects of consciousness and working to transcend them will restore your peace because it will actually remove the motivation for your mind to talk. Your mind talks because it's motivated by survival. When survival is not present, you are at peace. When you are in a flow state, your mind doesn't talk a lot. Why? Because you're actually in this state of ease and grace. But when you are agitated, you can't get your mind to shut up.
Right.
Your mind talks in relationship to survival, period. So if you want a quiet mind so you can live an epic life, you must identify the motivation of the thinking and then recontextualize that motivation to be modern, well-informed, and up-to-date. That's what enlightenment means, by the way, is modern, well-informed, and up-to-date. And it is extremely modern, well-informed, and up-to-date to recognize life is really effing good.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Really it's, good.
It's funny to say that, but it's a lot better than when we were living in cottages made out of straw and there was mud and shit to hold it together. And you had to go hunting. And if you didn't hunt well that year, that winter, you didn't save up well.
You didn't eat.
It sucks for you and your line.
And we are encoded with that information. And that encoding is informing the way that we're operating. So if one is to experience enlightened prosperity, which is essentially operating in a modern, well-informed way, knowing that all is well, and therefore doing well, prosperity, if you're going to operate in that way, what there is to do is to take some time to self-assess and to begin to understand, am I operating like there is a threat right now? And the answer most of the time is yes. And all you have to do is just check in. Am I stressed? Do I feel anxious? Am I annoyed? Am I frustrated? Do I have fear, uncertainty, and doubt? FUD? What the FUD? Because if I got some FUD going on, I'm in a survival state.
Right.
Pretty much anybody who goes to work nowadays is in a FUD state.
Which is one more time. I had to turn up my speakers.
Just about everybody who is working, of working age nowadays, is in a FUD state. I don't believe in the idea that people don't want to work, especially men. At least, like, there's a certain point where you feel compelled to get something done. Not all of us, but most of us need that satisfaction of having completed something, built something, progressed, did something, and we're going to want to work. But what we don't want to do is just work because we need to work, so that way we can get the things we need to survive doing something that we hate, and therefore brings our quality of life so low that it makes life not worth living in the first place. We have ourselves in a very unfortunate quagmire and cyclical sense of living that is
giggity giggity.
I don't know how we get out of that. Yeah. You know, it's terrible. I wish there was just a real quagmire that roamed the United States being a pervert as opposed to us being in the quagmire.
No, let's be honest. The Me Too movement would have canceled him a long time ago if he was a real person.
Well, they canceled him on Family Guy, so yeah. You're
right. There you go.
And I think that our listener is probably someone who we don't need to convince that they can live an awesome life of peace and flow. If they're sticking with us at this point in the show, then I think we can assume that they're committed to, whether they want to or not, they're committed to living a life where I feel good, I'm doing good, I feel like I'm doing well, and they may not have the tools for that.
Right.
And one of the tool sets that I was proposing is that they go on a 30-day opinion diet and that they give up their opinion for the next 30 days just to see what happens to their well-being. Stop commenting on government officials. Stop commenting on what's happening in the world today. Stop pretending like you're the authority on everything and that you're the ruler of the universe and we should all listen to you. And accept those things that you cannot change and change the things that you can. And if people will just take on those, our listener right now, the person who's still with us, if they will take that on, it will create a transcendent month for them. First of all, they won't know what the hell to say for about a week. They'll be like, yeah, no, you know what I think. Never mind. Never mind. Right? They're going
to. I don't want to know what I think.
Yeah. I was going to tell you and now I'm not. Right. They're in the beginning, I think they're going to have that experience. But in week two, all of a sudden, they're going to notice that they're just a little happier. And then in week three, they're going to notice that they're exponentially happier. And then week four, they're going to think, man, I don't think I ever want to give my opinion ever again.
And also help people learn how to actually give one, because most of the time, people aren't giving their opinion. They're just emotionally reacting. Most people's positions are just emotions, and they're about as strong as an emotion. And when they fall, they just fall into another emotion, and then you're the problem. And it's like, I don't understand how we got here. We're both adults, but I'm at the fault because I'm responsible and you're not. That doesn't make any sense. And it's getting to the point to where I have to feel sorry for the fact that you can't operate as an adult, and I have to compensate for that. And I'm one of those people where I'm not doing that. I'm not compensating for your falsehoods. I understand them, and I get that everybody has them, but I'm not compensating for that. You got to deal with that and deal with the cards that you were given. That's just the way it is. Everybody has some Joker wild card in their hand. They may not tell you about it. They may play off real well. Everybody has one for your 10. Yeah, it's a game, and
but
telling
also,
everybody what's in your hand is not always the smartest strategy.
You're talking about taking a stand for integrity. And integrity is not morals and values. Integrity really just means that it's functional. And it's not functional to give your opinion, pretend like you know what you're talking about, when you actually don't have any area expertise. The information that you have is from someone else, and you're talking like it's the truth. That is that's a malfunction that's occurring.
Right.
And so when you take a stand for integrity, what you'll find is that the people who don't have integrity, they're not functioning well, they don't really want to be around you. And that's probably a good thing for your peace. And bro, yeah, that's what we're coming back to every time.
Yeah,
peace. Back to peace.
And why don't you, because we were talking about it just before we went live, why don't you tell us what you're working on and let them see what peace can bring them?
Well, I'm working on a bunch of different things right now, but one of the things that I'm having fun with is playing with breathing and rhythmic down-tempo electronic music. And I call it rhythmic breath work. And so what people may not know about me is that I am a songwriter and a producer, and that I started to use my techniques in my 20s and 30s to give birth again to that creative expression. Because by the time I was getting close to 30, I thought, I'm old.
Kind of like Lil Nas X.
That's right. I'm never going to get there. Yeah. And I'm who is, by the way, one of my absolute favorites. You know, by the time I was getting close to 30, I'm like, I'm a loser. It's never going to happen. I'm too old, blah, 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 all of this stuff. And then I was like, well, wait a second. You know, why don't I practice what I preach in this area? And I ended up writing a song that was on the Billboard Club Play charts for 3 weeks for a man named Marcus Scholes, who's a pretty famous DJ. And then I created something called Energy Affirmations, which is a 60-minute house music track. And that house music track is positive affirmations and optimistic songs. And these days I've transitioned that into rather than, 120 beats per minute disco ape, you know, a little more down tempo, chilled out, but with some really cool breathing so that we can
chill hop kind of a feeling.
We could go on these adventures and these fun experiences together.
I see you got a guitar back there.
I do. Yep. I would say I'm probably more of a guitar player than a keyboard player, but you know, I can produce and do that kind of. Yep, I love to play guitar.
So you heard the intro. How do you like the production on the intro?
I'm loving it. Yeah, I'm loving the it has a old school drum and bass kind of feel, which I think is pretty cool.
I inadvertently played the intro for the show for tomorrow, which I've been doing lately. I don't understand why.
Again, Jay?
Again, yes. Listen, I've been up since 4 in the morning.
Typical,
right?
Jay. If his name started with a T, it wouldn't be typical me. I can promise you that.
You're right. But it's shout out to Jesse Westside. He produced the two tracks for us.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And again, the voice of Talking Junk, Mr. Matthew Ferry.
Yep, that was pretty fun to do that voiceover for you.
Oh, we are very grateful. Great movie phone.
Awesome. So how do we want to continue or proceed or wrap up or whatever, you know?
Why don't you lead us out with one of the songs that you have?
Let's do an energy snack. So
what's that?
One of the things that I think about when I think about breathing and I think about meditation is instead of like going long, like there was a time in my life where I would meditate for 4 hours a day. I would start at maybe
4 hours. How do you not fall asleep?
Well, there's this interesting thing that happens when your mind goes quiet and you stop experiencing the chatter. You begin to have you begin to have these experiences of ecstasy similar to taking ecstasy or doing cocaine or, you know, riding a roller coaster or whatever. And so meditation after a while is not boring at all. It's like this crazy psychedelic adventure. Cool. And so there was this time when that's like one of the phases you go through. And there was this time in which that phase was so strong, I didn't want to ever stop. And so they would go off. But, you know, these days I like to maybe be, you know, 4, 5, 6, 8 minutes, that kind of thing. But maybe but 3, 4, 5 times a day. And so I like to call it a snack. And so that's okay. What this is that I'm going to play you. This is a 2-minute and 22-second rhythmic breathwork energy snack. And I don't know if you guys want to breathe along with me, but this one is pretty cut and dry. It is literally just in, out, in, out, in,
all right.
In,
I'm
out.
Game.
All right.
As long as my asthma don't kick in.
Share, right? So I'm going to hit the share button. Share all right. A video file. Okay. I think that'll work. I see. I got to go and actually, now if I share it, I'm just going to play it. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Yeah. It'll play. Just make sure you hit the share audio. I kind of do that mistake all the time.
Okay. Got it. All right. I wasn't really thinking about doing this, but I think this will be fun for all of us. So,
and before you play that, YouTube, yeah. Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Matthew owns the rights to what he is about to play. Please do not take my video down like you did last week. Thank you.
Yeah, please. Understand fair use
well,
laws.
Here's the deal, Ally McBeal. It doesn't look like I can actually do something because all my files are MP3s, so that's not loading correctly. So damn, it's a bummer.
When did MP3s not become a standard code?
Well, why don't you play it? Maybe it'll pick up. You said you had speakers. Maybe it'll pick up from your mic.
I will. Right. Hold on a second here. Let's see if I can do that. Hold on. I'm going to have to play it loud, though, okay?
All right.
This is a vigorous, short, rhythmic breathwork snack. We're going to breathe hard all the way through. Here we go. In, out, 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 in, out. My name is straight line to go. Up, down, and up, down you go. Sometimes your energy flow, sometimes it falls on the floor. In, out, push down. In, out, you got this down. In, out, let it all go. In, out, feel this flow. Embrace the cycle you're in. Resistance is futile. Don't wish that it was different. Circle ways of life with style. In, out, smile now. In, out, you got this now. In, out, resist less. In, out, feel less. In, out, resist less.
All right, I'm gonna fade now, but you get a sense of it, right? So that one's a shorty, and it's a very, very aggressive
one. Going. I see we call it an energetic kind of snack.
Yeah, so it's really what I'm trying to, what I'm playing with is this idea of what if we mix together like Soul Cycle meets meditation? Like, what would that be like? And so I'm trying to create meditations, one, that are not boring in any way. They're like super engaging. And two, that create a physiological response. They cleanse the body and they increase your energy. So I'm pretty psyched about it. I've been getting a great response. I'm probably six meditations in. I think I'm going to create about 12 before I release them out there into the world.
All right. Well, we can't wait till you get that full album out there.
Woohoo!
That'd be good.
You know, in the meantime, if people are interested in that, you know, like version one of that meditation style, if you go and download my app, so my app is just my name, Matthew Ferry, and you go into the Quiet Mind Epic Life folder, there's a whole bunch of meditations called Hidden Motive Meditations. And like I was saying before, if you want to transcend the survival consciousness, you have to work on the hidden motives: greed, grudge, hatred, victim, illogical rules, humble, traitor, pride, resistance, lazy. And so I made 10 meditations that are 5 minutes long each to work on one of those specific things. People can go there and check that out. Those are my gift to the world.
Awesome.
Hey. There we go. That's it. MatthewFerry.com/app.
Make sure you go by and get some free knowledge.
I try to give away as much free as I possibly can. When I do work with people, I tend to just charge a lot of money because I don't want to work a lot. I just want to work a little and then and make good money doing it.
I hear you.
So then I balance that out with, you know, doing my part in trying to give as much as I possibly can to the world in a positive, free manner.
And we want to thank you for giving as much as you did to us.
Absolutely.
Our viewer and our listeners.
I saw you were definitely giving out a lot of solid points and everything. So thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate that.
Thank you for coming on the show again.
Yes.
Yes. We can't wait to have you on the third time.
Rock and roll. Well, yeah, third time. I'm in the middle of writing a new book. I'm working on my rhythmic breath work. I'm thinking about another TED Talk at this moment.
All right.
And then I'm also thinking about a TV show where I help people come to a state of peace with their family members, which is
TV.
No, it is not. That's definitely necessary nowadays too. So good luck with figuring out how to do that and help people out, because
so is it going to be like
need that but nobody's
a talk show
kind of? No. It'd be like Marcus Lemonis the Prophet, but with families.
Okay.
So it's like, you got a jacked up family, let me know and I will help you to get in there and let all your stuff go so that you can be in a state of total and complete acceptance. And when you're in a state of total and complete acceptance, there's a magic that happens. Things start to function because the best version of you comes to your family.
Well, when you say magic and family, there's no place like Talking Junk. Definitely come and see us again next week, Matthew. Please, once you get, what's the new book going to be called?
I'm batting around some ideas. I have one is Enlightened Prosperity. The other one is Courage on Demand.
All right. Well, listen, be sure to listen to Matthew if you have been listening or are going to listen to this episode, and keep your damn opinions to yourself. That's going to help you in the long run. But don't be shy and keep giving your opinions on us. Give that 5-star review. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Tune in tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the real Candyman, Dean Corll. Horrible person. You'll hear it tomorrow.
To be fair, whatever your opinions are of both of these shows, we accept it, but we don't actually care. We're just going to have fun and do what we do. So hopefully you enjoy us for the ride.
Definitely. Matthew, again, thank you for coming on. And again, people, we love your input, but we could give two.
Welcome to Talking Junk.
I'm your host, Jason Melendez.